Today's the last business day that the Federal Election Commission will be able to carry out its business. FEC Vice Chairman Matthew Peterson announced his resignation earlier this week, which takes effect at the end of this month. With Peterson gone, the FEC will be down to 3 members, so it won't have a quorum, so it can't do its work. NPR's Brian Naylor reports the timing couldn't be worse as the 2020 election draws closer.
The Federal Election Commission's job is to oversee federal campaign spending. It can issue fines and give guidance to campaigns about following election law, but it can do none of those things without a working quorum.
To not have the FEC able to take action right now is deeply concerning.
That's Dan Wiener, a former senior counsel at the FEC. It's concerning, he says, because of what we learned in the last presidential election about Russian interference.
After 2016, it's become very clear that it is almost certain that the Russian government and potentially other U.S. rivals will seek to interfere in the U.S. election, including through online propaganda, cybersecurity incursions, and other tactics, that the FEC would be one of the frontline agencies to help combat.
Wiener, now with NYU's Brennan Center, says the FEC was in the midst of strengthening disclosure and transparency requirements for online political ads of the sort that Russian operatives used to manipulate voters in 2016.
These were issues that the FEC could have potentially, you know, was preparing to deal with, and the lack of a quorum will make that impossible until that seat is filled. So I do think there is a real impact.
But the lack of a quorum doesn't mean the FEC will completely go dark, says former FEC chairman Michael Toner. Other business will be conducted.
Public disclosure reports will continue to be due and will need to be filed by campaigns and PACs and committees. And those reports will be reviewed by the FEC staff, just as they always are. So that's important. Second of all, the FEC website will continue to operate, where people can go and get information on campaign fundraising and spending.
And Toner says just because the FEC will now lack a quorum doesn't mean it will be a legal free zone, as he puts it.
There's a 5-year statute of limitations on campaign finance violations. FEC complaints can still be filed with the agency. At some point, presumably, the agency will regain a quorum and will be able to take action on enforcement cases. So, campaigns and committees still have to follow the law.
But Meredith McGeehee isn't so sure they will. She's director of Issue 1, a campaign reform group.
It's kind of like saying there's a law against robbing banks. 99.9% of the population would still not rob a bank if there wasn't a policeman. But, there's always that element there that's going to be looking for an opportunity to get away with it. And I think what's really different about politics is that there's both so much gray area and there is political disagreement about the laws anyway.
The FEC is not the only government entity unable to act because of a lack of a quorum. The Merit Systems Protection Board, which investigates allegations of violations of federal personnel practices, including the Hatch Act, hasn't had one for over 2 years. It's not clear how long the FEC will be hampered by its lack of a quorum. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.